Good morning. Our question today, as we're learning the halachas of Kibud Av V'Em, how about, instead of a mother and father, a grandfather, grandparents? Is there an obligation, just like the special ways that we show kavod, mora, kavod to parents, do we have to show the same to grandparents? Now, this is going to be a little bit controversial. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, we're now in Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em, Yoradea Simon Resh Mem, Seif Chavdalet says as follows. He brings two opinions on this. Says the Ramah Yeshomi, there is an opinion, it's the Maharik, Dein Adam, again, clearer, Dein Adam Chayev Bekavod Avi Aviv, that there is not an obligation. He says there is an opinion that there is not an obligation to sow kavod to one's grandfather, the father of your father. That's the Maharik. Nonetheless, the Ramah says, I disagree, Veino Nirali. How is that possible? Ella dechaya bekibud aviv yoser mikibud avi aviv. It's simply that you have to give more kavod to your father than your grandfather, but you certainly have to give kavod to your grandfather. That is the statement of the Ramah. So let's try to go into a little bit detail on this. The first opinion is the Maharik. The Maharik is brought as a Yesh Omrim, that you don't have to give kavod to a grandfather. And then the Ramah says, I disagree, that doesn't appear correct to me, but you have to give kavod to a grandfather. It's simply on a lower level of kavod than the father. And he says there's actually a Medrash, that there's a proof for it. Gabe Bayizbach Zvachim. We'll get to that in a little bit. Before that, we're going to look at the Taz. The Taz says, in favor of the view of the Ramah, that there is a din of kavod to a grandparent, that is what Rashi tells us on Chumash. On the Pasuk, Vayizbach Zvachim Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak, we'll get to that Rashi in a little bit. So there is a proof for the view that you have to give kavod, and accordingly the Tav says, B'teima Aldas HaRishon HaShumarik, it's a puzzle, it's a shock. That it's a big question on the first opinion, that's the Maharik's opinion. The Maharik must have forgotten about this Rashi on Chumash. So what is this Rashi on Chumash that we are saying is a proof for the view of the Ramah that there is a requirement of kavod for a grandfather? It's simply a lower level of kavod than the father. So there's a pasuk in Bereishis Mem Vav that says Vayisa Yisrael, talking about Yaakov Avinu. So they traveled v'chol asher lo vayavo be'erashava, they got to Be'er Sheva, v'izbach zvachim, and the next words lelokei aviv Yitzchak, and they brought korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Yaakov's father Yitzchak, but it doesn't mention Avram. Why not? So Rashi comments as follows, based on that, Chayav Adam b'chvod aviv yoser mikvod zekeino, that one is obligated to show kavod to his father more than his grandfather. Accordingly, lefichak talab Yitzchak v'lov Avram. That's why it says that he brought korbanos to the God of his father, not his grandfather. But the strong implication from Rashi is, even though you have to give less kavod to your grandfather, but you still have to give kavod to your grandfather. That is not like the first view of the Maharik. Again, the Maharik says you don't have to give kavod. The Ramah says, near Eli, it appears to me that you do have to give kavod. There's a proof from the pasuk, Vayizbach Zvachim. We look in the pasuk now, as mentioned by the Taz, Vayizbach Zvachim, it's talking about Yaakov Avinu. Then he brought korbanos to the God of his father, not his grandfather. Rashi comments there that you have to give kavod to your grandfather, but simply a lower level of kavod. That is not like the Maharik. Nonetheless, having said that, the Gra says that there is a proof to the view of the Maharik from the Gemara in Sota Mem Tes Amud Aleph that you don't have to give kavod to a grandfather. So if we look in that Gemara, I'm just quoting it out of the Orach HaShulchan who brings it. The Orach HaShulchan says, She'echar Amar Leben Min Bito, there was somebody who said to his grandson, now his grandson via the daughter, Ben Bito, the son of his daughter. So somebody had a daughter, the daughter had a son, and we had the grandfather say to that grandson, Ashkian Maya, he says, give me some water. V'amar le lav barach ana, I am not your son, I'm your grandson. And the implication is that if we have a chutzpahdik person, but also we learn from that apparently that there's not kavod to, there's not a, maybe I shouldn't say that, I don't know who it was there. So that we'll strike from the record, but we do learn from that. We say the Gra is telling us that indeed that is a raya to the Maharik, that you don't have to show kavod to a grandparent. So let's just end this off. We have two views. We have the view of the Maharik, that you don't have to show kavod. We have the view of the Ramah, that you have to show kavod, but it's so simply on a lower level. We have a proof to the second view that of the Ramah, based on the Rashi and Chumash, but the Gra says we have a proof to the first view, the Maharik, based on this Gemara and Sota. So let's just go through the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says as follows, he brings the Ramah, there's a Yesh Omrim, he says you don't have to show kavod, you have to show kavod, it's just a lower level of kavod. The Kasva Gedolim, Deem ein la'av uleben, if we're talking about financial support, if the father and his son don't have money, but the grandson does, and it's talking about the ben haben, the son of the son, kofin leben haben, she is zonam kefi yecholto. We force the grandson to support his father and grandfather based on his ability. Vinira de gam ben habas chaya bekavod avi imo. And it appears that also the son of the daughter, it's not only the son of the son, the grandson via the son, but also the grandson via the daughter, also has to show kavod to the grandparents, bekavod avi imo, to the father of his mother. And we find that in the Gemara that the Orach HaShulchan quotes is the Gemara that was cited by the Gra that there's no obligation to show kavod to a grandparent. And here the Orach HaShulchan saying, we learn from this Gemara that there is an obligation to show kavod to a grandparent. And he brings the quote from the Gemara in Sota, Echad Amar Ben Bito, it was there, it was talking about somebody said to his grandson, but it was via his daughter, give me some water. And he says, I'm not your son. And there, if you look in Rashi, he says as follows, this is Rashi, De'ein alai lechabed chakeben, I don't have to show you kavod as if I were a son. But kilomar, what do we learn from that? That you do have to show kavod, it's just not the same level of kavod as a son. Grandson is going to be on a lower level. Kilomar, de kibud keben einu mechuyav aval mikom achayv lechabdo, you don't have to show kavod like a son, but you have to show kavod as a grandson, lower level of kavod. Now, having said that, that is different from the Gra, because in the Hemshach, the continuation of the Gra, he talks about Venirli da avi imo potur. When it comes to a grandson via a daughter, so we're talking about from the grandson's perspective, la avi imo, the father of your mother, then there would not be an obligation to show kavod. So we have the Orach HaShulchan saying grandchildren have to give kavod. You have to give kavod, whether it's a grandchild via the son or the daughter of the grandfather. It doesn't matter. You have to show kavod, but it's a lower level than a son. And we have the Gra saying that there is a proof to the Maharik that you don't have to give kavod. But then he adds on, in fact, that it could be that, he doesn't say it could be, nearly. It appears to me that when this concept of kavod, if it's the grandson via the daughter, there is a potter, you don't have to show kavod, and he brings a proof from it from Bereishis Rabba. So the bottom line here is we have a lot of murkiness, but we do have the shita of the Ramah who is saying, indeed, a grandson does have to show kavod. We have the Orach HaShulchan saying it doesn't matter while it's via the son or the daughter. Grandson does have to show kavod, but not the same kavod given to father. For example, you have a conflict. If you're going to show kavod to one or the other and it happens at the same time, then the father would take precedence over the grandfather. Have a wonderful day.